弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings to you。
这次三个月没和弟兄姊妹见面。
And I've been away for 3 months。
我们的时间真的过得很快。
And I only know this, and that is the time passes by.
我们还是要读主的话。
And let's read the Lord's word.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14。
十三节到十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
我们一起来读。
Let's together. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
十六章二十四节。
16:24. Together. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be made full.
我们再读使徒行传三章第六节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 6.
今年我都没有，我是把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝之骨立刻健壮了。我们到第十节，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们走着跳着赞美神。百姓
他是靠
听见他所预着的事，满心稀奇惊讶。四章第十节到十二节。
Chapter 4:10-12. Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that
你们面前的这人的痊愈是因你们所定十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2
第二章九到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
所以神将他升为他超过万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。好，我们在最后读启示录第十九章。
And lastly, Revelation chapter 19.
十九章十三节到十六节。
13-16.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。他找到启示录没有？新约最后一卷书啊，我们继续读。又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。他穿着见了血的衣服，他的名称为神知道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，必要揣全能神的酒，在他衣服和大腿上有名写着说：万王之王，万主之主。好， 今天我们要讲主的名字。
And today we shall talk about the name of the Lord.
在圣经里面非常看重的名字。
And the Bible emphasized the name quite a bit.
主是按照我们的名来认识我们。
And because the Lord will recognize each of us by our name.
主也按照我们的名来呼召我们。
And the Lord also called each of us by our name.
每一个人的名字就代表那个人。
And the name of a person represents that person.
当一天我们见主的时候，我们的名字都存在。
And on the day we shall meet the Lord, we know that we retain our name.
每一个人照他的名字来蒙恩。
And each person shall be called out by the name.
所以圣经里面非常注意名字这些事。
And therefore the name is an important aspect in the Bible.
而圣经里面不仅人有名字。
Not only human beings obtain names for
themselves. 神也有名字。
And we know God called himself by name.
圣经里面说到神的名字。
And when the Bible talks about the name of God,
那是非常重要一件事。
Then we know it is an important thing.
神就是神。
And God is God.
何必要名字呢？
And why must he have a name?
每一次圣经提到神的名字。
But when the name of God is being mentioned,
都是说到神的启示。
And we know that God is to reveal himself a little.
说到神是怎样的一位神。
And it speaks of what manner of a God he is.
在旧约里面圣经神里面有很多的名字。
And in the Old Testament, God called himself by many different names.
每一次提到名字。
But each time his name is mentioned,
都是说到神的启示。
It speaks of his revelation.
都是叫我们用这个名字来认识神。
And that we may know this God by his name.
说明神是怎样的一位神。
It tells of, to us that what manner of a God he is.
在全本圣经旧约最开始的地方。
And in the beginning of the Old Testament.
创世纪一章第一节。
And right from the start, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
圣经要开始了。
And that is the beginning of the whole Bible.
头一件事就摆出他的名字来。
And first thing, God mentioned himself.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
这里的神者。
And this word God.
原文叫做 Elohim.
And it's originally Elohim.
中文翻作伊洛森。
And that's God's name.
这是全世界神的儿女都知道的名字。
And it's the name that all the children of God know.
为什么叫做 Elohim 呢？
And why God call himself the Elohim?
这个字的意思。
And the meaning of this,
大能者用他的誓言来约束自己。
Is that the Almighty God will constrain himself by his own word.
这些圣经什么约束。
And we know that the Bible is a covenant.
约束在于要实现。
And for this covenant to be fulfilled.
誓要成为兑现。
And when this contract is to be met.
在圣经里面所说了这么多的话。
And the Bible has spoken many words.
有这么多的应许。
And there are many promises.
但有一天神不实现。
And if God do not fulfill it.
不兑现。
And if this contract is not being fulfilled.
我们有什么办法？
And then what can we do about it?
神是全能者。
And because God is the Almighty One.
没有人能强迫神来兑现他的应许。
And no one can force God to fulfill his contract.
所以圣经一开始的地方。
Therefore, right in the beginning of the Bible.
先说他的名字。
And God called himself by this name.
他的名字叫伊洛森。
And he is Elohim.
叫做有大能者用他的誓言来约束自己。
And to all of us, it means that the Almighty One will now constrain himself by his own word.
神用他的信实向我们保证。
And God will use his own nature as our guarantee.
所有他说的话都要实现。
That all his words shall be fulfilled.
所有他的应许都要兑现。
And therefore, each of his promises will become true.
这才开始了新旧约。
And therefore, it begins the Bible.
我们第一个名字认识神的名字。
And by this name that we recognize God.
下面我们读圣经每一句话都宝贵。
And from that on, every word in the Bible means something to us.
这是神所说的话。
Because it is God's word.
神自己的名字他说必须要兑现。
And he must fulfill by his own word.
必定要应验。
And each of the promises will become true.
所以神的名字太宝贵了。
And therefore we treasure the name of God.
当亚伯拉罕遇见神的时候。
And as Abraham met God.
神又说他的名字。
And God will mention his name again.
他的名字叫伊利沙伯。
And now God called himself himself El Shaddai.
啊，这个名字是太好的名字了。
And indeed, it's another good name for us.
中文呢，通都没有翻的。
And the old, the Chinese version never could translate this well.
伊丽莎白中文翻译过全能的神。
And El Shaddai, the Chinese version says he's Almighty God.
但是差得太远了。
And, but then it is a distance away from the true meaning.
什么叫做伊丽莎白？
And who is this El Shaddai?
伊丽莎白叫做母亲之胸怀。
And El Shaddai means the mother's bosom.
神是一位有母亲之胸怀的神。
And our God is a God with the mother's bosom.
什么叫做母亲的胸怀呢？
And what is this bosom of a mother?
母亲的胸怀对这个婴儿来说。
And towards this baby,
就是他的一切。
And that the mother's bosom is everything.
就是他的世界。
And that is all the world to that baby.
婴孩饥饿的时候。
And when the baby is hungry,
他最好的粮食就是母亲的胸怀。
And the best foods come from the mother's bosom.
当婴孩疲倦的时候。
And when the baby is tired,
母亲的胸怀是最大的安息和睡眠的地方。
And the mother's bosom is the most restful place for the baby.
当婴孩遇见恐惧的时候。
And when the baby becomes startled,
第一件是躲在母亲的胸怀。
And the first thing is to come and hide in the mother's bosom.
只要一个婴儿在母亲的胸怀。
And therefore, the mother's bosom to the baby is the safest place. And it is the best coverage.
所以神说他叫做伊丽莎白。
And therefore, God called himself El Shaddai.
他是有母亲之胸怀的神。
And he called himself a God with a mother's bosom.
这个名字太有名了。
And it is so wonderful to us.
我们的诗歌有一首诗歌的撰写到伊丽莎白。
And there's a hymn from our hymn book talks about this El Shaddai.
好像是450首的。
And perhaps it's 450.
伊丽莎白的神。
The God of El Shaddai.
非常有名的人写的。
And it's written by a famous Christian.
经过一个大的经历。
And after he has experienced God.
写的时候有名的诗歌。
Then he has written this hymn.
来写伊丽莎白。
And he praised this God of El Shaddai.
所以神的名字太宝贵了。
And therefore we know each of the names of God is so precious.
每一次神说到他的名字。
Every time when God mentioned his name.
都说到神是如何的为神。
And it's revealing to us what manner of a God he is.
到了新月。
And until the New Testament. God only has one name.
耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
而且这个名字太大太大了。
And this is the greatest name of all.
我们好多人信了主多年，不晓得耶稣基督什么意义了。
And many of us do not quite fully know what the meaning of Jesus Christ.
耶稣这个名字。
But Jesus by the name.
神来做救主。
And it speaks of God Himself being the Savior.
而基督不是个名字。
And Christ is technically not a name.
基督是个职位。
And Christ is a title.
是个头衔。
And it is his ministry.
他的基督这名字叫神来做君王。
And Christ speaks of him being the king.
他要完成他的计划。
For he will finish his will.
他要实现他的话语。
And he will fulfill all his words.
他要叫所有神的话都要应验。
And Jesus is to make all the words of God to become
true. 耶稣基督这是名字。
And the name Jesus Christ.
神来做我们的救主。
Telling us that God will become our Savior.
神来做我们的君王。
And our God is becoming our King.
这个名字太伟大了。
And this is a great name.
当神道成了肉身。
And when God, the Word became flesh.
神又赐给他这个名字叫耶稣基督。
And God has given him this name, Jesus Christ.
等到复活了。
And when Jesus was risen from the dead,
他升天了。
And he ascended on high.
他把这个名字留给我们。
And he has now given us this name.
开始了奉主名的时代了。
And he has opened up the era of in his name.
你看福音14章。
In John chapter 14,
第一次提到奉主名。
It is the first time in the New Testament talks about how we are to be in His name.
你们以后要奉我的名祷告。
And from now on, you shall pray in my name.
我必定成就。
And then I will fulfill it.
我们要知道14章、15章、16章、17章。
And we must know John 14, 15, 16, and 17.
这四章的圣经。
And these four chapters of the Bible.
是主最后的信息。
And it's the last message from God.
是主临别的话语。
And it is the departing words for his disciples.
那一个时候门徒们忧愁死了。
And at that time, the disciples was quite worried.
主说他要走了。
And because the Lord said that he shall depart.
去的地方你们不能去。
And he said, where I go, you cannot come.
你们不能再见我。
And you shall no longer see me.
这个忧愁太大了,
and therefore all the disciples become worried.
那个时候最艰难的环境啊,
and because they are facing up to the most difficult time.
犹太人到处要石头打他们,
and the Jews are seeking them out to stone them.
罗马的官府要钉他们十字架,
and the Roman Empire will try to crucify them.
在这个当口主要走了,
and at that moment the Lord says that he will leave.
主到了最后说话,
and then the Lord gave them the last message.
主从来没说这么长的话,
and the Lord has never given us long messages.
13章说完的时候, 14章说完的时候,
and after 14, then 15, then 16.
说完的时候16章,
and then chapter 16.
16章说完之后还没有说完他的话,
and after such long chapter at 16, the Lord has not finished yet.
最伟大的祷告,
and then the Lord will conclude his message with the greatest
prayer. 把他们交托在神的手中,
and to commit all his disciples into the hands of God.
什么叫做最后的话?
And what are these last words?
什么叫做临别的话?
And what is this word at the departure?
假如我出远门了,
and if I am to leave for a far away place,
我可能走了不回来了,
and perhaps I will never be able to come home,
我最后的话,
then my last word,
对我最亲近的人说的,
and will be spoken to my closest people,
而且最后的话,
and these last words,
一定要最重要的话,
and is the most important words that I must give.
这四章圣经里面,
and the Lord has given us these four chapters,
主讲了多少重要的事,
and the Lord has mentioned so many important things that we must know.
其中两件最重要的事,
and by then we point out these two particular things.
第一件主应许要赐下圣灵,
the first thing is that the Lord has promised that he will give the Holy Spirit.
主向门徒们介绍保惠师,
and the Lord has introduced to his disciples the Comforter.
保惠师要来,
the Comforter shall come.
就是实际的圣灵,
and that is the Spirit of reality.
他来了在你们里面,
and when he comes, he shall enter in you.
开启了圣灵的时代了,
and he will open up a new era of the Holy Spirit.
第二件事,
the second most important thing,
主把他的名字留给门徒,
that the Lord has given his name to his disciples.
那个时候门徒们真不懂得了,
and at the time none of the disciples understood.
主你要走了,
and they say, Lord, you have to leave.
留这个名字给我们有什么用呢?
And what is the use by giving us
the name? 他们真是不懂得,
and they do not know.
这一个名字太奇妙了,
but then this is a wonderful name.
全世界的名字都不一样,
and it is different from all the names in heaven and earth.
主耶稣的圣, 生命就在名字里面,
and because the life is contained of Jesus is contained in his own name.
主耶稣的能力就在名字里面,
and the Lord Jesus' power is contained in this name.
主耶稣的权柄就在名字里面,
and all the authority of Jesus is in this name.
主耶稣的荣耀就在名字里面,
and the glory of Jesus is in this name.
主自己就在名字里面,
and the Lord is now contained in his own name.
所有的名字都是死的,
and every name is dead.
只有这个名字是活的,
except this one is the living name.
这个名字是主耶稣的大能,
and this name has the power of Jesus.
这个名字主耶稣的大权柄,
and this name has the great authority of Jesus.
因为我们奉主名奉了那么多年了,
and brothers and sisters, so often we also pray in Jesus' name.
天天祷告完都奉主耶稣的名,
and each day after we pray, we always pray in Jesus' name.
我们要知道奉主名这个字的意义有多伟大,
but we must come to realize the full meaning, the greatness of this name.
现在门徒开始要奉主名时代了,
and now the disciples will begin a new dispensation in Jesus' name.
四章圣经每一章都说到奉主名,
that we know that each of these four chapters is about Jesus' name.
这个名字不能随便叫人奉的,
and then one cannot use someone else's name casually.
我可以把我认识那个东西借给人,
and I can lend any of my stuff to other people,
或者送给人,
or I give them away.
我的名字不能随便送给人的,
but I cannot just casually give away my name to other people.
我从前那个弟兄叫黄大军,
and there is an old friend of mine called 黄大军.
我们教会界最年长的就叫黄大薛老弟兄，今天没来了啊，九十六岁了已经。
And he has the name similar to our brother Huang here.
就是他的哥哥了.
Oh, that was his older brother.
黄大军就是黄大薛的哥哥了.
And 黄大军 is 黄大轩's brother.
我还年轻了哈。
And at the time I was young.
黄大军不过是个中年人呢。
And Father Huang was in his middle age. And he was a supervisor in a bank. And at one point during lunch, and he went out for an hour. And he went out for lunch.
他忘记了没有把他的图章收起来了。
And he forgot to put away his seal.
这图章就是他的名字啊。
And because the seal of his name.
他回来没有发现什么事吗？
And he came back to the bank, and what happened?
过些日子大事情发生了。
And after a while, big trouble.
银行找他。
And the bank came to look for him.
政府也找他。
And the government came to
interrogate him. 因为用他的名字领了一大笔的钱走了。
And because someone has used his name to claim a big amount of money.
他说什么话都说不清楚啊。
And he could not explain.
你自己盖的章嘛。
And people said, that is your seal on the paper.
这是你的名字吗?
It is your name, isn't it?
他说我从来没盖过这个章啊。
And he said, I never used my seal for such contract. And, but then they say, isn't it your seal? But then it was because of he overlooked the situation. And therefore, when he was in this trouble, the church prayed for him. And he was a man with good behavior. And one day the Lord exonerated him. And because the culprit was found. And because during the time he went out
for lunch,
and that the man was stole his seal to stamp his contract.
领了一大笔的钱走啊,
and then he stole the money.
所以名字不得了啊,
and therefore we know the name of a person is an important matter. And not only he is the manager of a bank,
我们谁可以奉谁的名啊,
but then none of us can just casually use the name. We know that our name belongs to us. And only three kind of other relationship can claim the same name. The first one,
妻子奉丈夫的名,
and that is the relationship between husband and wife. The wife can claim the name of a husband.
联合的关系,
and because they are united as one.
第二种,
and the second one,
儿子可以奉父亲的名,
and the son can claim the father's name.
那是生命的关系,
and that is the relationship in life.
第三种的人,
and the third kind of people, and when an ambassador was sent out,
他奉君王的名,
and he went out in the name of the king, and that is because of the relationship of being sent.
非常记清楚这个事情的,
and we must come to realize these things importantly.
妻子奉丈夫的名,
and the wife in the name of the husband.
一个张小姐嫁给一个王弟兄,
and Miss Chang married to Mr. Huang, and she will no longer call Miss Chang, and she will become Mrs. Huang. And because her name is now changed, and she is now going in his husband's
name.
And because the two have now become one, and all that belongs to the husband belongs to the wife, and all the glory and authority and power and position of the husband belongs now to the wife as well. And therefore, the wife can claim the husband's name. And because they have a relationship in union, and the son can claim the father's name. And because they have a relationship of life. And therefore, they have the same last name. And because all that belongs to the father will pass on to the son. And the son need not to do anything else. And all that of the father shall become his. And also when an ambassador was sent out by the king,
it
is the same thing for the Europe or for Asia.
And
China has this great ambassador of the nation. And the one who was sent out. The Chinese saying is that his rank become three levels higher immediately when he was sent by the king. And
it
doesn't matter how small the original position he had, but when he went out with the name of the empire, and then even the greatest government official shall bow before him. And because he no longer belongs, represents himself. He represents the emperor himself. And he will no longer need to mention his own name. And he went out in the name of his emperor. Dear brothers and sisters, and we are standing in such relationship with our Lord Jesus
是耶稣基督的心腹。
And we are the Jesus Christ bride.
主是我们的良人。
And the Lord Jesus is our beloved.
主是我们的丈夫。
And he will become our husband.
我们和主联合成为一个。
And we will become one in, with our Lord Jesus.
所以我们的奉主名。
Therefore, we can go out in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的大名。
And in the great name of Jesus Christ.
第二关系是儿子奉父亲的名。
And the second relationship is because the son can claim the father's name.
我们都是从主生的。
And we are all born of the Lord.
我们得了主的生命。
And we have received the life from Jesus.
我们有主的永远生命。
And we have his eternal life.
所以我们奉主耶稣的名。
And therefore, now we can come in Jesus' name.
这是生命的自然。
And this is the nature of life.
第三是差遣的关系。
And the third relationship is the one who's being sent out.
父怎样差遣子来到地上。
And how the Father has sent the Son.
子也差遣我们进入世人。
And the Son will now send us into the world.
活在这个世界。
And as we live in this world.
所以我们奉君王的命。
Therefore we know we are now sent by the King.
主是我们的大救主。
And our Lord is our greatest Savior.
主是我们的大君王。
And our Lord Jesus is our great King.
只有我们神的儿女可以奉主耶稣基督的名。
And only the children of God can be worthy of Jesus' name.
盼望弟兄姊妹从今天确实的知道。
And may all the children of the Lord come to realize this fully.
奉主名这件事太伟大了。
And it is a great matter to be in Jesus' name.
谁能够奉神儿子的名字啊？
And who can claim the name of the Son of God?
我们能。
We are able.
不是我们太伟大了呢。
It's not because we have done something great, therefore we are worthy.
我们是主的心腹。
But because we are his bride.
我们是主的生命的儿子。
But we are the son that comes from the same
line. 我们是差遣到这个地上来的人。
And we are the ones who sent into this world.
是约翰福音的四章的圣经里面。
And therefore, in these four chapters of John,
每一章都提起奉主名。
And each chapter will mention in the name of Jesus.
你们从来没奉过我的名。
And the Lord said, you have never, go in my name.
现在你要奉我的名祷告。
And now you shall ask in my name.
我差遣你们去结果子。
And I will send you out to bear fruit.
是我拣选了你们。
And because I have chosen you.
不是你们拣选我。
It's not because you have chosen me.
叫你们的果子长存。
And so that you may bear fruit eternally.
你们要奉我的名祷告。
And today you shall ask in my name.
父必定要成就。
And the Father shall hear and accomplish.
叫神的儿子得着荣耀。
And so that the Son of God may receive glory.
主耶稣只说奉主名啊。
And the Lord Jesus keep mentioning in his name.
到了使徒行传。
Until the book of Acts.
那是奉主名最多的一本书了。
And it is the, it's the book that is mentioned in his name all the time.
而使徒行传第三章是非常重要的一章圣经。
And Acts chapter 3 is a very important chapter for us.
这章圣经划时代的圣经。
And this chapter is the watershed mark in history.
第一次奉主名。
And the first time that the church is in his name.
第一次行神迹。
And it is the first time miracles were performed.
第一次做见证。
It is the first time the testimony of Jesus was on earth.
第一次传讲耶稣复活。
And it's the first message that Jesus is risen from the dead to the world.
这章圣经太重要了。
And therefore it is a very important event.
而做见证传福音的对象。
And then the objects of the evangelism and the testimony.
是人中间最可怜的一个人。
And is the poorest man among men.
这是主的大恩典啊。
But then that is to speak of the abundant grace of God.
第一个得救的人是个很好的人，我就赶不上去了呀。
And if the first person saved was a great man, then I'm not worthy of
this
salvation.
那一个人是生来瘸腿的人。
But then that person saved was a paralytic.
他从来没站起来过。
And he was a lame person that he could never stand
from birth. 非常贫穷的人。
And he was so poor.
人把他绑放在圣殿的门口。
And so therefore people lay him down at the gate of the temple.
因为在那里进出的人多。
And because there are so many passers-by through that area.
以色列男丁一年三次上耶路撒冷。
And we know all the sons of Israel will go to Jerusalem three times in a year.
圣殿去敬拜神。
And they must go there to worship the Lord in the temple.
那个人就坐着要所有进来的望他们得点周济。
And so therefore that lame person must sitting there and wait for people to give him alms.
圣经讲得很文雅，说这个要饭的人是个讨饭的人。
But Getting alms is kind of a civil speaking, and actually he's a beggar.
要饭的当中他最可怜的要饭的。
But among all the beggars, he is the most helpless one.
他是生来瘸腿的人。
And because he was lame from birth.
一直仰望每一个人的怜悯过日子的。
And then he sustained himself by looking at people's for mercy.
福音恩典头一个就是领导他这样的人。
And the gospel, the grace of the gospel will come to such a person first.
彼得约翰那些从 哪里经过?
And when Peter and John passed by this area, and that beggar becomes so hopeful. And because many people have heard about Peter and John already. And why did they have great names? And because that was the time after the tens of thousands of people in the church. And have sold all their possessions. And then they will turn those into silver and gold. And all the children's of God's possession is now laid at the apostles' feet. And then they will start living a communal life. And that was a very earth-shattering event for the whole in the whole Jerusalem. And because of all these people's money is now turned to the church. So therefore, when the beggar saw Peter came and he said, "Wow, this is a wealthy man." And if you give me some mercy, and only a little bit will be enough to sustain all my life. And so therefore he looked for Peter's gold. And then when Peter looked at him, looked at me. But what is so good to look at Peter's face? And if Brother C said, "Look at me," then everybody would say, "Hey, what's
look at me?"
And then look at the Lord, why look at me? But at that time, Peter was filled by the Holy Spirit. And glory was in this person. And the glory of Jesus was on Peter. And he was but a fisherman. And he was a rough kind of looking guy. But he said, "Lift up your head and look at me." And he was the one who just passed through Pentecost. And he was now a transformed man. And Peter gave out this famous saying, "Silver and gold I do not have, but all that I have I will give you." In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, rise, walk. It is such a claim, bold claim. And it is the first time Peter prayed in Jesus' name. He says, "Gold and silver I do not have." But then everybody knows there's a lot of money in the treasury. But then Peter knows that he is still poor. And Peter says it honestly, "Silver and gold I do not have. But all that I have I will give to you." What do I have? I have Jesus Christ. Therefore, in the name of Jesus the Nazarene, now you rise and walk. And after he spoke that, then Peter reached out the hand and lifted him up. And then his feet and his ankle gained strength. He rose up. And the Bible says he walked and leaped. And he never stood before. But then now he is hand in hand with Peter and John and went into the temple.
走着跳着赞美神,
walking and leaping and praising God. And that is the standard of miracles. And that is the first time a Christian can perform a miracle.
到今天神迹不知道有多少,
and today we know that within his church there are many, many miracles.
你们都住在美国,
and we all live in the United States.
美国弄神的祝福啊,
and the United States is blessed by God. It is not by science. And
the
U.S. is blessed not because of government, but because of the faith of the children of God. And the divine healing in the United States is number one in the world. And there are so much episodes of the divine healing. And the great power of God will challenge the science in this world. And the United States has the most number of evangelists sent out. And some years ago, I saw this report. And the whole world added up altogether, there is 85,000 people sent out for evangelism. And then United States alone had 50,000 people. And that is the glory of the U.S. And they were sent out to the Africa. And even more than 100 years ago, they went to China. And now some evangelists is reaching to the Amazon River. And they went to the South America. And they have bring many people, uncivilized people, to the Christ. And even some cannibalists. And then even many evangelists martyred for the Lord in those areas. But then they continued to went out and sent by the Lord in His name.
弟兄姊妹,
and that is the glory of the U.S. And United States has the number one cases of divine healing. But then we must come back to the beginning. Acts chapter 3 is the first event. And the miracle is not a special word anymore. And that simply talks about the deeds of God. And if you allow God to come out through you to do things, then that is a miracle. And wherever I go, I say, I cannot heal people. But I believe divine healing.
我相信主的话,
I believe in the Lord's word. I believe in the power of prayer in His name.
我亲自经过了,
and I experienced it many times. And the blind could see.
聋子听见了,
the deaf could hear.
狮子行走了,
and the lame could rise up to walk.
瘫痪的人起来了,
and the paralytic can now become
free.
And all these experiences I had is matching with the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, and everyone can perform miracle in Jesus' name.
要有信心啊,
and we must exercise our faith.
信这个大名啊,
and faith in this mighty name.
有一件事,
but then, one thing. And I have often met with someone who are demon possessed.
邪灵的事,
and it's about some evil spirit.
所有的鬼,
and all these spiritual matters. But we understand that all these demons will be afraid of Jesus' name. Because this is the higher name. It is full of authority and power. And the power in Jesus' name is His power and authority. It's the mighty name. And the great authority of Jesus. About 20 some years ago. And I went to Vancouver. And I began to work there and then start preaching in gospel. And there was a brother Chen from Hong Kong was there. And I was living in his house. And he did not know how to went out with me to preach the gospel. But then I just went and visited the many Chinese places. So I stood at one corner and tried to preach the gospel to the Chinese walking by.
信耶稣啊,
and I would tell them, oh, believe in Jesus.
要讲很简单的话, 信耶稣啊,
and I just tell them, believe in Jesus.
我住了两个礼拜,
and for about 2 weeks long,
我们有15个人聚会了,
and there were about 15 people came to have meeting.
每一年我去好两次,
and at that time, I visited Vancouver about twice a year.
有一次我去,
and one time I went again.
啊, 晚上到了11点了,
and about 11 o'clock at night.
我就要睡了,
and I was about to sleep.
一个弟兄进来了,
and a brother came in.
师弟啊, 快起来。
He said, oh, brother Z, come out.
说什么事啊?
I said, what happened?
一个姊妹她的孩子,
he said, the child of our sister.
是个婴儿,
and it is a baby.
她的臀部都腐烂了,
and he is now rotting in his hip.
痛苦的不得了,
and the baby is crying.
你去为他祷告,
can you come and pray for him?
我的弟兄,
And I said, brother, you have mistaken. And don't come and ask me to go pray for him. And every children of God, every child of God can pray for sickness. Because that is the promise of the Lord. It is our privilege today. And as if he heard some news from my mouth. Is that, are you asking a person like me to pray for the sick? I say, yes, I'm asking a person like you. Are you asking a person like me to pray for the sick? And I say, oh brother, let me give you three verses. And they are the promises of the sick getting healed. And then I give it to him and then I say, go quickly. And he did not know how to react just with my three verses, and he left. And then he went to see the sister. And he told her, Brother Z will not come. And he said that Brother Z asked a person like me to come to pray for the baby. And now I'm with these three verses. And the sister said, why don't you read the three verses to me? And after he read the three verses, and the sister's understanding was open. And that is the promise of God's healing. And then it's the good verses for her. And she received faith through the Lord's words. And then she just turned around and laid hand on the baby. And after she prayed, the baby's hip was healed. And that was utterly a miracle. And the brother saw this condition. And then he returned to me. And that was after midnight. I already slept. And then he woke me up again. Brother Z, Brother Z. I said, what happened now? And he told me the experience. And I say, why are you so excited? And the sister is now overcoming. You just failed. And why are you still so excited? Dear brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, and all the words of God shall be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, and all the enemies shall retreat. And because now we are in the name of the great King, and chapter 3, chapter 4 speaks of the testimony of his church. And Peter gave out this testimony to the people around him. And he said, oh Israel, why are you amazed at this thing? And why do you fix your gaze on me? And thinking that we have healed this person because of our might or our honesty. And this is by the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he had glorified his servant Jesus Christ. But then you have killed him. And God had raised him up from the dead. And we are but the witnesses of this thing. And now this person is healed. And it is because of this name, Jesus the Nazarene. And therefore the scribes and the Pharisees, and they were even more jealous. And they will lock up Peter and John. But then even the governments could not deny this thing had happened. And because it's a thing done in the public under this daylight. And then the government asked him, and by what power? And in what name you have done this thing? And all these government people only know the name of the empire. And Peter said, governor, and are you to want to know what good deed has done on this lame person? But because of the name of Jesus the Nazarene, and you have killed the Lord of life. But God has caused him to rise from the dead. It is by his name This person is healed.
记得彼得说的最有名的话,
then Peter proclaimed this another famous saying.
你们丢弃了法这块这个石头,
and the master builder has rejected
the stone.
But then God has chose him to become the first cornerstone.
因为在天下人间,
and because under heaven and on earth,
没有赐下别的命,
and there is no name given,
我们可以靠着得救,
and by such name that we may be saved.
我这出门回来,
and this time I came out from
afar.
And each time I return, I visited the Taiwan or mainland China.
心里充满了欢喜,
and my heart was filled with joy.
21世纪真的是中国人的世纪啊,
and because the 21st century seemingly is the century for Chinese. And there are so many believers in China.
这样爱耶稣啊,
and they love the Lord so much.
聚会这么充满主的同在啊,
and every meeting was filled with the Lord's
啊,
presence. And we admire them so much.
其实中国人很 写的小地方啊,
and but then even a small place in any Chinese place,
我去新加坡10年以前的事,
and I went to Singapore about more than 10 years ago,
不到100万的人口啊,
and at that small place is less than 1 million people,
中国人大概5-60万,
and the Chinese population was about 50-60,000 people, and on the Sunday morning they would however have a congregation larger than
2,000
people. And when I first visited them, they didn't have a minister
yet.
And they were all people with their own career. But everyone loves the Lord. And everyone serves the Lord
one-heartedly.
And the church was revived. And when I visited Manila, that's another country, and the Chinese were even smaller in the population. But then their Sunday congregation is also more than 2,000 people. And last year I visited there twice. And brothers and sisters, they loved the Lord. And they were so simple. And they would serve the Lord with zeal. And it caused other people wanting to worship. And this year I visited Taiwan. And the first time there was a summer conference in Taipei.
两个夏令会,
and then actually I went there for two summer conferences.
第一个夏令会,
the first one,
弟兄姊妹吃晚饭的时候,
and during the dinner time,
我看一个尼姑进来了,
and I saw that there was a nun walking in.
穿着尼姑的衣服, 光头的,
and then she still wore the nun's robe and with a bald head.
我说这是个尼姑,
and I said, she is a nun.
弟兄们说, 是个尼姑了,
and everybody said, yeah, yeah.
她怎么会来呢?
I said, how come she's here?
我们没有人知道,
and I said, we don't know.
这个人还是大学毕业的基督尼姑,
and we only know that she was a college graduate.
坐在前面那么坑穆生的话呢,
and then she came and sit on the front row to desire God's word.
她到底怎么会是, 我过去问她一句,
and then during the dinner time, then I went to ask her what happened.
你信主吗?
Do you believe in Jesus?
她感谢主,
and she said, thank the Lord.
你知道耶稣基督神的儿子吗?
Do you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
她说赞美主,
and she said, praise
啊, 我不要问了, 我走了, 回家感谢主, 赞美主, 就没问题了,
and I said, oh, then there's no problem.
得救得很透啊,
and she was thoroughly saved.
我说为什么得救了还不把尼姑衣服脱下来?
And I said, why? How come since you're saved and you're still wearing the Buddha's robe?
那陈默说,慢慢的,她脱掉衣服,没衣服穿了。
And I said, and she doesn't have any other clothes to change into.
慢一点呀,
and she said, it takes some time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
到处感觉耶稣基督的大名,
and everywhere we went, we saw the great name of Jesus.
保罗说,
in Philippians, Paul has said,
神叫他身为至高,
and God has called, exalted him on high,
赐给他超乎万民之上的名,
and he has given him the name which is above every name,
要一切在天上的,
and so that all that is in heaven,
地上的,
and on earth,
地底下的,
and under the earth,
无不屈膝,
shall bow before him,
口认耶稣基督为主,
and confess with their mouths that Jesus Christ is the Lord,
天上的使者,
and all the heavenly messengers,
天上的各种受造之物,
and all the created things in heaven,
地上的人类,
and all the men on earth,
地底下的鬼魔,
and all the demons under the
earth, 耶稣的大名,
and by the great name of Jesus,
超乎万民之上的名,
and we know the name that is above every name,
众膝都要跪拜,
and all the knees shall bow,
众口都要承认,
and every tongue shall confess.
这句话在我们今天早就应验了,
and this is saying that is already fulfilled among us.
全世界每一个地方都有信奉主名的人。
And every part in everywhere has believers of the Lord.
今天我们是奉主名的时代。
And today is the dispensation of belief in Jesus' name.
主的名有大能力大权柄
and the Lord's name has a great might and great authority
最奇妙的名字
and it is the most wonderful name
这个名字就是主自己
and because this name is the Lord Jesus Christ
我们是他的良人
and we are his beloved
我们是他有他的生命
and we share his same life
我们奉他的差遣活在这个世上
and we are also sent into this world to live on
所以我们能奉耶稣基督的名
and therefore each of us has now in Jesus' name
那么弟兄姊妹都有大有信心传福音、啊、
and may each of the children of God has great faith to preach his gospel
主的名救了那么多的人、啊、
and the name of Jesus has saved so many
不到六十年以前离开中国
and I have left mainland China about close to 60 years ago
政府宣告基督教人口100万
and at that time the government proclaimed that there's only about 1 million Christians in China
不到100万
And actually, the number, the count is less.
现在一亿到一亿五千万。
And but now it's 1,000 to 15,000 million.
耶稣的名大大的得荣耀。
And the great name of Jesus is now highly exalted.
我们再唱162首。
And let us sing hymn 162 again.